Mayor Peary is joining us this morning to talk about different local matters here in Timmins.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Very good.
So getting right into it, coming up this Saturday, it actually marks Doctor's Day, and City Hall has already announced their idea to put blue lights on the building. What are you hoping is going to come from the blue light?
Oh, gee, it's not the city's idea. It was a request that came out to the city, and we'll simply endorse it. I mean, obviously, on a regular basis and a daily basis, everybody's grateful of the service that every doctor performs within Canada and the province, and certainly within the city of Timmins. But with everything we've been going through with the last 15 months of COVID-19, it's especially important to acknowledge the efforts of everybody. And I think we do our best to acknowledge everybody that's working on the front lines. And this is just a day to acknowledge the doctors as well. So very, very pleased to endorse the sentiment.
Mm-hmm. And it's a part of the Shining a Light campaign as well.
Yes.
Awesome. So recently, about a week ago, 17-year-old Cameron Peaver, he started a GoFundMe page to raise money to build a new skate park here in Timmins. What do you think about that idea?
Excellent idea. He sent the message. I think he's copied some councillors, Councillor Murray, in relation to endorsing that funding effort. We mentioned it at council. It's a great idea. I don't know if it's the actual schematic that Mr. Peaver is hoping to build, but if it is, it's very impressive. And what I said would be we would be reaching out to the city to see where there's lands that the city would have available where this could be built. Quite frankly, I think it'll be endorsed by the residents. Certainly, the skate park in Whitney, behind the Whitney Arena, is well used. It's well used. I'll tell you, it scares the bejesus out of me, I'll tell you. But anyway, the kids fly off in that, and hey, I'll tell you. But it scares me when I look at it that they, I guess that's the nature of the, I guess that's the nature of the sport. I'm not entirely sure. They seem to love it.
Mm-hmm. And they've raised just over $6,200 of their $25,000 goal. What do you think about the actual raising money of it?
Well, that's a good idea. I mean, there's lots of GoFundMe campaigns. Shortly, we'll be talking about where the city can use some of the funds that come from our share of the MAT tax. Outside of the share that comes in, the Timmins Economic Development Corporation, that's specifically designed to promote tourism. So all those ideas will, may possibly be a source of funding for things like that.
Yeah, yeah. To be on a more serious note regarding the living space, you've already released your statement in support of a second location for them. What would you have to say to those who live around the community of the second location and their fears of potential dangers? A lot of people are citing improperly discarded needles specifically.
Yeah, actually, I'd like to correct something there that was mentioned. It isn't a second location for living space. It's a relocation to Spruce. The existing facilities will be repurposed to bale beds and things like that. First and foremost, every resident of the city of Timmins, I'm sure, endorses the goal of ending homelessness. And the mayor and the mayor's role and the council's role and the Board of Governors for DSAB is to support that goal of endorsing homelessness. The where and how this gets done is actually the responsibility of the executive director and the board and the staff of Living Space. Having said that, to address your concerns about safety, the Living Space, as it existed prior to when I was mayor, is different than the living space that we have right now, and will certainly be different a couple years from now. And it's that vision of the new and better living space that this council, that I endorse, and I think every citizen of Timmins endorses, something that's got the room to have the facilities and the resources to help the people to get out of the plight of being homelessness, of homeless. The back of the lands are our old ONR lands, which should be able to. And I think that was in Jason Schroeder's presentation at the chamber earlier this week. The part about the needle specifically, that was a concern that was addressed, last year sometime. And the living space staff or the living space responded and the board responded by hiring individuals to clean up the needles. And there's a lawyer, Kim Gilmatt, who's right on Algonquin, and if you talk to her, she'll tell you what an amazing job that the staff of Living Space are doing right now to clean up that area. Notwithstanding, everybody knows that we have a huge problem with drugs within the city generally. But the issue here really, I think, boils down to communication. I would invite everybody who has concerns about safety, and everybody has and safety and needles and such, those issues, to talk directly to and communicate to the DSAP staff and Living Space, and certainly I'm willing to be part of that conversation, because it's important. It's very, very important that Living Space, or the idea of helping the homeless, does not lose the social license within the city. By that I mean by the issue of helping people that need help. We listened to the words from when we unveiled the Abitibi Institute, and the words like diversity, inclusiveness, were used by Tony Makuch. And those words mean something. They're very important to every corporation, including the corporation of the city of Timmins. Because if you lose, those words are critical to ensure that the social license of any corporation exists to perform their functions. And social license really and truly, provided you're doing the right thing, it's all about communications. So there's no doubt about it, absolutely no doubt about it, that a better job of communications has to be done than has been done in the past. And we'll endeavor to do a better job on that within Living Space, the board of directors for the Living Space, because we must do, and we must be successful on this initiative. We've got a real good story happening right now within the city of Timmins. We're attracting new business. The real estate's flying off the shelves. It's a great place to grow. It's a great place right now for people to invest in Timmins, because we're doing the right things. We're actually returning returning back out of a rather dismal point in growth within the city of Timmins, and we're doing it because we're working hard to advocating and telling the world what a great place Timmins is. So we've got to do a better job in communicating that, because the future of Timmins depends on it. If we're going to grow this Timmins, if we're going to attract business to ensure that we continue to thrive within the city of Timmins, we certainly have to do a better job in communication on the number one social issue. It's actually not the numbers of social issue, but a large social issue that we have within the city of Timmins.
Yeah, and Jason from the Living Space has come out and said if you do have any concerns, you can communicate with him directly. We do have that link over on mytimminsnow.com. Mayor Peary, would you like to add anything else?
No, just as I say all the time, we know what's happening within the COVID-19, the variants that we have within the city of Timmins. The cases are rising, and so are the so are the hospital admissions. So do everything that you must do. But most importantly, wear your masks, take care of yourself, be safe, and take care of the loved ones around you. It's imperative. This is very, very serious, what we're going through right now. Please take it seriously.
And it's, of course, a very difficult time for everyone. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mayor Peary will be joining us next Friday. If you do have any suggestions or questions for the mayor to answer, you can always message in over on the Moose Timmins Facebook page.